sinners as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We continue with our intro this morning from Psalm 2 in Isaiah 42. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their callings as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Our Old Testament reading for today comes from Isaiah's book in the 42nd chapter. When we get down to the verses, verse 7, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring the prisoners out of the dungeon, from the prisoners those who sit in darkness. Of course, the text proclaiming a bit about Christ, though in fact most of this is pointing to Jesus, but also consider the way that God still does that today in our understanding, how he opens our eyes to faith, and how he releases us from the prison of thinking that we're masters of our own destiny and the masters over knowledge by giving us faith in him. We begin in verse 1 of Isaiah 42. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to carved idols. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and the new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. This is the word of the Lord. We invite the children forward now for our children's message. Good morning, guys. How are you? Everybody good?
Yeah.
Give me a thumbs up if you're good. Just got two with no thumbs. Oh, got a thumbs down and a thumb sideways. Okay. All right, you can put your thumbs down. I got a question for you. Do you know something that you delight in? Do you know what it means to delight in something? Yeah?
Delighted?
Yeah, to be delighted, which means to...
Love
or really like. Yeah, something you really, 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 really like.
I'm really surprised that you really like. I really, 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 really like Kinder Joy. It's so
okay. Okay. Puppies, video games, Kinder Joys. Kittens, okay. What about you, Charlotte? Your family. Oh, that's sweet. Joseph? What's something you really, really like, you delight in? Good job. Excellent answer. Jesus and God. Yes. We all delight in Jesus and God. Amen, brother. Well, there are some people who don't delight in it. This is true. Yes. But he still loves them. So we have things that we delight in, right? Things that we really like. Things that we really like. What do you think God's talking about when he says that he delights in his servant? He says, behold, my spirit whom I uphold, or my servant who I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. So what is God saying there, or who is he saying he delights in?
Jesus.
Jesus? Yeah, Jesus is the servant that Isaiah is talking about. Yeah, that's true. But let me show you guys something really cool, okay? Are you ready? Look over here. See this thing? Do you guys know what this thing's called? A baptizer? That's really close. Good job. Yep. It's called a font. Say it with me. Font. It's the baptismal font. Yep, the font.
It's a weird looking font.
It's a weird looking font. I think it's beautiful, but it probably, if you're not used to looking at fonts, it has a dove. There's lots of images on it. You're right. Even a cross. Well, do you know what happens at this font? Oh, cool. Do you know what happens at this font? This baptism happens, yeah. And so let me tell you something real quick about baptism, okay? at holy baptism, that's when God uses the power of his word to connect us to who?
Jesus.
To Jesus, yeah. And it says right here, talking about Jesus, that Jesus is the servant in whom God delights. So if we're connected to Jesus, what does that mean about us? Who's God also going to delight in? Yeah, us. Yeah, God's going to delight in us. Did you know that just like you love things and like things a whole bunch, that God loves and likes you a whole bunch, and he delights in you? Did you know that? It's really true. He thinks you're wonderful. And everything that you do for him, he's very, very pleased with because he loves you so much because of Jesus and because God connected you to him in baptism. Well, he had to die on the cross to save us from our sins, huh? Yeah. I want you guys to remember that today, and I want you to remember it for the rest of your life, okay? That God delights in you. Oh, really? Okay, let's fold our hands, bow our heads, close our eyes. Joseph, would you pray with us, buddy? Repeat after me, guys. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for delighting in us. Continue to help us serve you, to love God, and love our neighbor. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, thank you guys so much for coming up. You can go back to your seats. We now continue with our epistle lesson this morning. It's from the 6th chapter of the book of Romans. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We invite the congregation to stand if you're able for our Alleluia verse and the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 3rd chapter. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. We join together now in singing our sermon hymn for today, hymn 411, I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light. Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Have you ever had somebody do something for you that was so incredible, so kind, that you almost couldn't believe it? Something just so amazing that it almost made you feel indebted to them, but you know that you're not. You just want to jump for joy, but you restrain yourself. Overwhelming kind of gifts are given all the time in this life. Selfless love can change the lives and hearts of people. And when it's done for the sake of Christ, it often leaves sin, death, and the devil lying in the ditch all beat up, at least for a little while, although it does seem to come back and threaten us again. The God-given human capacity of kindness is a powerful weapon against Satan. It's the fruit of the Spirit, according to Galatians chapter 5, kindness. And maybe you're thinking this morning, yeah, I wish somebody would show me some kindness. I wish somebody would do something amazing for me. Or maybe your mind is running back to a time when somebody did do something amazing for you that you couldn't barely believe, because I think undoubtedly every single person here has had those kinds of moments where they received a gift, an act of kindness, undeserved, and they knew it. For some of us, it might be like a visitor who comes by when we're feeling lonely. That's a powerful act of kindness, isn't it? Might be that someone showed us that we're loved when we weren't feeling loved at all. Maybe somebody just saw us for once. Saw everything that we were doing, how hard we were working, and all the try we were putting in. Somebody finally said, "I see you." They recognized your contribution. Maybe somebody sensed our pain or suffering and they were able to help us through it. Maybe just by being there. Maybe by having ears and just listening. See, I remember this time when I had a toothache. And it was a nasty toothache, let me tell you. And I had it for weeks because it was around the holidays. And I was living on ibuprofen. I was popping that stuff like candy because I was hurting so bad. And I finally, after, you know, preaching through it and visiting through it and talking through it and teaching through it, I finally got to an endodontist. I showed up at that endodontist and I sat down in that chair, and you know what they do? They give you a shot and numb that thing. And I went, And then when they got done, it was the best root canal I ever had in my whole life. You know, I was so excited to get it. When they got done, I wasn't in pain because I was numb as a stump. But I got up out of that dentist chair and I grabbed that dentist in a big old man hug. And I just hugged him. And I, through a little teary-eyed, I said, "Thank you for what you do." I had received great kindness that day. I was miserable for a long time. There was another time I woke up too from a fairly large surgery, and as I was coming out of my groggy, sleepy anesthesia, there was a nurse working right beside me, probably on my IV, I don't remember. But when I saw her, I just said out, I said these words, "God is pleased with what you do." Just came out of my mouth. I was feeling grateful, you know, that I'd woke up and that they could help me. And she looked at me in a really awkward look and said, "I hope so." What I want to talk about this morning is those moments when we catch ourselves feeling grateful for kindness from others. And I say catch ourselves because I don't think it's our normal MO to feel grateful. I think what's normal for the sinful flesh is to say, more please, and do it right now. But those moments when we catch ourselves feeling grateful, I hope that you can remember what that feels like this morning, depending on what was going on in your morning. I hope that sin, death, and the devil hasn't stolen gratefulness away completely. Because this morning, as we read in the gospel in Matthew chapter 3, Jesus' baptism, I don't know if you've ever seen it this way, but I invite you to look at it this way this morning, the essential kindness of God. The most important reality for us to be grateful for. The moment when our Lord Jesus is baptized in the Jordan River changes everything in the whole wide world. But we don't often see it. We don't often see the baptism that way because false teachings about baptism, they creep in and they steal away our ability to understand what's happening for us on the pages of the gospel reading this morning. Baptism isn't fundamentally about our commitment to God, contrary to popular opinion. It's about our connection to Him, not about our commitment fundamentally, but about our connection. So many in today's world are saying that baptism is an outward sign of our internal kind of commitment. Like we're showing God by getting baptized that we're in. But those teachings err, and they err greatly. Because it's not the heart of baptism at all, not according to the scripture. Baptism isn't us trying to show God who we are. Baptism is God showing us who He is. Hence what Peter tells us in his epistle when he says, baptism now saves you. Jesus comes to John, look at this, in the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John, kind of thinking like us, tries to prevent him. And verse 14 says, I need to be baptized by you. But he's not understanding it. He's kind of thinking backwards, thinking that baptism has something to do with him. Or the best construction, I guess, is that Jesus knows, or that John knows, sorry, that he's a sinner, and the sinless should baptize the sinner, not the other way around, right? But Jesus says these words to John, and hear them closely. Let it be so. It is necessary to fulfill all righteousness. What is he talking about? To fulfill all righteousness. He's given us the greatest kindness that anyone has ever given to us. And a real reason to be the most grateful we've ever been in our whole lives. Because, again, baptism is not about, fundamentally, our commitment to God. It's about our connection to Jesus. We have to ask ourselves, in order to understand what he means when he says to fulfill all righteousness, we have to ask ourselves, who's the only righteous one? And it's an easy answer, right? Can't get it wrong, almost. There's only one righteous person that ever lived on the face of this earth. In fact, Romans 3 will straighten us out if we're confused about this. Because it'll say there are none righteous. No, not one. None understand. None seek God. They've all gone astray. That's talking about you. And it's talking about me. There's none righteous. Only Jesus. He's the only righteous one. Jesus is the glory of God. According to Paul in Colossians, the exact imprint of his nature, God in human flesh. So John isn't wrong necessarily. Jesus should be baptizing him. He needs that too. there's something else going on here. Something mysterious. So much, as we're putting it this morning, kindness given straight from the Son of God. There's an exchange that takes place in this account. A great exchange. Jesus is getting the water of baptism splashed on him because, not because he needs forgiveness. Right? We just said he's the only righteous one, the Son of God. No, but because he knows you do. And so do I. Necessary to fulfill all righteousness? How do we make sense of this? We ask this question. Necessary to fulfill whose righteousness? And that's when we can see it. Jesus isn't talking about his righteousness here. Not really. When he says all righteousness, he's talking about yours and mine. Jesus' baptism was for us, not for himself. So that when we have his water and his word splashed upon us or poured upon us, we are given his righteousness. That's the exchange. In the water of the Jordan River that day, do you remember the other people that were coming out? It said the people from the whole region came out to be baptized by John, and they were sinners. And John said, come and be baptized unto repentance of sin to prepare the way for the Lord, remember? And as they came out and they got in that water, all their sin is in the water, so to speak, right? And then here comes Jesus, and Jesus makes this great exchange. Were all those sins washed off those people, and not just those people because he's so glorious God, but the same sins that were washed off in this font and in every font around the country and the world, those sins Jesus took on himself in that moment. And he took them all the way where? To the cross, to kill them. All the way to the cross. All our sins. All your mistakes, everything that's ever gone backwards and wrong, the water of holy baptism exchanges, transferred them from us to him. And all this isn't fair at all. It's just not fair, but it's true. All his holiness and perfection and righteousness got transferred to you and to me. Sin and death is exchanged for life. Punishment, pain, and hell all exchanged for joy and peace and comfort forever. Wrath that's kindled quickly, as we heard in the introit this morning, is exchanged for compassion and understanding. Punishment is cashed in for forgiveness. And it's all in the baptism. Done for you and me that day in the Jordan River. And if you're still saying, well, Pastor, I hear you, but I'm not sure. Well, listen to the Apostle Paul in Romans 6 in our epistle. He said, do you not know that all of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus are baptized into his death? That's his death on the cross. Where sin is crucified, where the old nature is crucified. And how else could he say in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ. See the connection? It's not about fundamentally our commitment to God, but our connection to him. So because of the waters of holy baptism, the water and the word, that means that because of that amazing thing, you were there on the cross, and so was I. And we were crucified with him. That's what Paul said. It's incredible. He says, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. That's a new definition of you and me. This is something that we've never really realized as far as kindness is concerned. That's some serious, amazing kindness to be grateful for, that at our baptism it all happened with that small amount of water and that powerful word of Jesus. So we know that we've all had kind things done for us, and we've all at some point caught ourselves feeling grateful. But this morning, see this amazing thing that it is, how it guarantees your eternal life, how you don't have to be afraid anymore because of holy baptism. It's all delivered to us there. It was necessary. He was right to fulfill all righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We invite the congregation to stand now as we confess our Christian faith together to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible,
and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, creator of creator, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end.
Please be seated. We now come to the time in our service for our prayer of the church. Our response for the prayer this morning is, Lord, have mercy. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. In thanksgiving for the revelation of Jesus Christ to us, in his wondrous epiphany in the Jordan, and for the revelation of God's name and blessing to us in holy baptism, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all the baptized children of God, that we may daily die to sin and rise to newness of life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who proclaim Jesus Christ, that through their godly message, many would repent of their sins and join him in his heavenly kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the family, especially all Christian homes, for husbands and wives, that God would turn them toward one another in love. For fathers and mothers, that God would equip them for their holy duty as teachers of the faith. And for all children, that God would preserve them in the saving faith and certain promises of their baptism unto life everlasting. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the rulers of this nation, especially our president, the Congress, that they would submit to the preaching of God's word and acknowledge Jesus as the Christ and true King. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those bruised and afflicted in spirit, that Christ would be a servant to them in their hour of need. Especially this morning, we name from the altar Pastor Dan Klecki and his family, the Hermanson family, the Messick family, Jim Holman, the family, Lord, also Wendy Vess, Teresa O'Haver, Helen Almdale, Lauren O'Howe, Jeff Autopolic, Rob and Ingrid Miller, and the congregation there, Rupert Gagos, Ella Gonzalez, Debbie Ford, Betty Gray, Sandy Santa Stephen, Betty Patton, Sonny Rumler, and all those that we name silently on our hearts at this time. That they may be kept firm in the true faith, and that your true and constant care be rushed to them, we ask. And also, we name before you the congregations here in the Sangre de Cristo district that are vacant and in need of a pastor, that you'd send a pastor to them, that they may be strengthened in word and sacrament and faith. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have received holy baptism, or those that plan to, especially we name Alexander Lease and Levi, Eric and Katie, that they would treasure this heavenly gift and so receive the body and blood of Christ for their forgiveness, life, and salvation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we who have died to this world in holy baptism would ever more and more live in the resurrected life of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you manifested yourself with the Holy Spirit in the fullness of grace at the baptism of your dear Son. With your voice, you directed us to the one who has borne our sins, that we may receive grace and forgiveness. Keep us, we beg you, in the true faith, since we have been baptized in accordance with your command. And the example of your Son, strengthen our faith by your Holy Spirit and lead us to everlasting life and salvation through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now come to the time in our service for our tithes and offerings. As our offerings are collected and presented this morning, we invite you to sing with us hymn number 602, and we sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5 of 602, 1, 3, and 5.
Thank you.
been joining us on the radio this morning. We thank you for tuning into our service and wish you the Lord's blessings throughout the rest of your week. If you're gathered in the sanctuary with us, please turn over to page 9 in your bulletin. And please stand if you're able for our service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For at his baptism, your voice from heaven revealed him as your beloved Son. And the Holy Spirit descended on him, confirming him to be the Christ. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he'd given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you for joining our service today at Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa, Colorado. We hope this worship service has been a blessing to you. If you would like to support our ministry, please visit our website by searching Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. On our website, click the link for Apple or Android devices to upload our app to your phone or tablet. Our app has many resources to help you. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you this week.
KSPK, Walsenburg, Alamosa, and Trinidad.